Good.
We're good. Wait, sorry. I think I should share my screen really quick. Ben will be great. Okay, now we're ready, sir. Thank you.
The Perry City Redevelopment Board meeting for Thursday, June 26, 2025 is now in session. We have one action item there. Well, we have a couple, but the resolution 2025-01, adopting a fiscal year 25-26 budget. Would you cover that, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, there hasn't been any changes to the budget since you guys reviewed it at a tentative level. It's just property tax increment, our sales tax increment, total revenues, our with the beginning fund balance to be appropriated there, the 259,782. So the total revenues is 489,584. And if you look, we don't plan to spend the beginning balance that's there. We're just going to do our administration fees and then contribute the 226,802. The total expenditures will be 229,802. So it will leave that beginning fund balance to just be savings there that you guys can use for future development. So that's all it is.
Do we have any questions or concerns? Are you good, Councilmember Osler?
Well, where did we land on? I guess obviously we just landed on leaving that money there, the fund balance.
Yeah, I think we want to do that so that you can use your tax increment next year to pay back to the city too. And then after that, you will have to start just keeping that tax money that the city pays to the RDA, in the RDA. And so I think unless you want that next year, you'd still be able to take those monies back. But if not, you wouldn't be able to. And then you'd lose out on those sales tax revenues and your tax increment. And so I think the thought in that is leave the fund balance so that the city can get the tax increment back next year. And then after we've been reimbursed in full, then we can start keeping that there and start thinking about how you guys want to spend that within the development area, because that's where those funds would have to stay, unless you guys choose to do something different. Because you could move it all now, and then next year you would have to account for that. And right now we're not really contemplating that. So
Okay. All right. Okay. And then I think I had just maybe one other question. On the May 22nd, 2025 agenda, there was an RDA resolution 2025-01.
That's when we did our public hearing. So we were able to have the public hearing on the city council agenda,
Right.
so we didn't have to have a separate RDA meeting. But the public hearing, I think, is all that was held there. Is that correct?
Okay.
And
I didn't
then,
know if there was a tentative. Do you have to adopt the tentative budget for the RDA?
I believe we did that on May 8th. So
And that
that's
was
this year
done under
number.
some different.
Yeah, so we did that in an RDA meeting. So when you take action for RDA, you have to have it in the actual meeting. So we did the tentative budget on May 8th, and then we had our public hearing in a city council meeting on May 22nd, and then now we are just passing that budget.
Sorry, so what was the May 8th
The
RDA
May
resolution number?
Oh, sorry, that should be that's an error on that minutes. It should be 2025-01.
And then
So
we're adopting the same resolution number tonight.
So resolution that right there. Let me go look here. Sorry. Just that was just acknowledging receipt. So you guys didn't pass the budget. It was just showing the resolution is the actual fiscal year budget. And then you guys were acknowledging receipt of receiving that. So the dates need to be updated on it to 2025 and 2025, 2026. But you guys didn't actually pass that resolution. You just made acknowledgement of receipt of the fiscal year budget. And then we're passing that now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So with that, we can entertain a motion to adopt that resolution.
I don't have the exact, what's the resolution
sorry,
name?
Let me go back to the agenda so you can see.
Oh, you got it, okay. I move we adopt resolution 2025-01, adopting a fiscal year 2025-2026 budget for the RDA.
Second that.
We have a motion and a second. We'll have a roll call vote from the board members. Board Member Young.
Yes.
Board Member Walker.
Yes.
Board Member Osler.
Yes.
Board Member Wright.
Yes.
Board Member Tuller.
Yes.
Motion stands. One more item of business here, consent item for the RDA meeting for May 8th, 2025. Can we get a motion on that?
I motion we approve the consent items.
Will that be with the amendment of the dates?
The amendment of the dates, yes. Thank you.
Good catch.
Second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Well, sorry, I have a question. I'm sorry. The action item says resolution adopting the 24-25 budget, but we didn't adopt the budget. We acknowledged receipt of it.
Mm-hmm. It says that in it, and then in the consent item.
Sorry, let's get to them.
But the actual minutes.
Let's go back and just look at the actual agenda and see, because I think that's an error in the minutes. So let's verify to make sure. So we'll just go look at it and be positive. Usually when we bring you the budget, it's just acknowledgement of a receipt of it. It's not necessarily passing the budget or passing a resolution, the resolution. So if you look at it, the minutes are incorrect. So the actual action item was motion accepting receipt of the tentative fiscal year 2025-2026 budget for Perry City Redevelopment Agency. So the minutes would need to be corrected to say that. And then your guys' actual motion in the meeting. Just 1 second, let's get back to that. So this line item is incorrect. Yeah. And then it talks about being the 2025-26 budget. And then down in your motion, it has a correct motion of Board Member Tuller made a motion acknowledging receipt of the tentative fiscal year 2025-2026 RDA budget. I think the minutes are just confusing you. So I'm sorry.
Well, it's just that it's that item A title, right?
The title. It's wrong in the minutes. Right. But on the agenda for May 8th, it was correct.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yep. So we'll fix those minutes to be correct. And this resolution number is correct. And so it's going to be updating the dates and language if you guys want to amend it to that.
So do we have to start over on the motion?
I think Toby can amend the motion if he wants to, and then the second can happen again and you'll be fine.
I'll amend it to the changes that were.
The update of the language and the dates. Okay.
Yes.
So I second that.
All right. Okay. We have a motion and a second. We'll have the roll call vote from the board members. Board Member Young?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. We don't have to do that. Do we?
No, you can do all in favor on it.
This is the minutes. Yeah, all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. So now let's have another motion for an adjournment.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you for your time.
Thank you guys for all your help with the budget and for through all the meetings. I appreciate y'all. I'm getting my basket. Okay, thank you.